Am I behind this whole kerfuffle?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm behind all this, Scott. But I don't do nothing. I'm the vacuum. Very potent vacuum, I guess.
But well, somebody has to.
Yes, yeah. So we
that's
step it down.
That's why there's two. That's why there's two U's in vacuum, is because of Bob.
Right. It'd be you and you. But so if it's not obviously me, then it's Trump who's doing all this. And he got inspired by the Taj Mahal collapse. And I don't know what came to him in that Taj Mahal collapse. Well, why did that trigger him?
He learned how.
He learned, yes.
He learned how to be so crafty with his contractual business that in order for someone to foreclose on him, that they would have to declare insolvency. Brilliant.
And no one had figured it out that way before. This is a genius.
Well, they kind of did. They kind of had, but they would never. The banks would never let them go deep enough to put them in such a vulnerable position. But here's
the how did Trump get let you go? Okay, I run this.
Give me ten million dollars. No, you know what? I've been thinking about this. Nah, Bob, we got this. It's not going to work. I need $100 million. Let's do the whole boardwalk. Let's do the whole thing. Nucky never got it right, so we're going to get it right this time. Give us the whole thing. You know what? Go on and make it $1 billion, because we can't loan you $1 billion. Well, I'm going to borrow the money. I'm going to redo this. You know how much the Upper East Side is going to be worth when I get through with it? Those numb nut motherfucking sand niggers ain't going to take this over. I got this. No, hell no. They're not coming here. I'm going to own it, and I'm going to put my name on every building on Fifth fucking Avenue. Every one of them is mine. You're going to loan me that money, and I'm going to borrow it from somebody. Well, we really do want that. Well, nah, you know what? Fuck you. I ain't doing business with you. I don't know who the fuck you are. I don't know. Your dirty goddamn money. Get your dirty ass off. Get your dirty ass away from me. You're not going to play in Bedminster. You're not going to Doral. You're certainly not going to Turnberry. We'll show you who the fuck you think you are. We'll buy this money. Yes, Mr. Trump. Thank you, Mr. Trump. We'll have to put two banks together, and we'll get it lined up. We got a bridge loan. We're going to do two bridge loans. Till we do your seed, hard seed funding. You're going to have to stand for this loan. Oh, I absolutely will. I have no problem. If I'm borrowing the money, I'm putting my name on it. That's the only thing I got. This ain't Fred you're fucking with now. I know how to run this here. I got this. Now, you know, you've had some trouble. Yes, but every single time I had to take care of it. Every single time. It's the art of the deal. I wrote a fucking book. You need to read the goddamn book. I know more than you. I know more than your bank. I know more than all of you. And it's lucky that I'm letting you do business with me. Do you know how many people would give anything they would suck my dick to be able to do business with me? Yeah. They would have anybody around here to suck my dick to do business with me. Who the hell do you think you are coming here and telling me? You don't run nothing. I run this. And so just so you know, and if you leave that money on the table, I'll think about it. And then you get out. Get out. And then of course they do. And then they have a problem. And then he says, well, you know, that was a lot of money y'all loaned me. I don't know. Things are kind of tough. You realize what you're working with here? You kind of loan this money, and then you fucked up the economy. If you knew the economy was going to go bad, why would you loan me? I filed bankruptcy 47 times. Why in the world would you loan me that kind of money? He said, well, you kind of put yourself in a really bad place there because, oh, yeah, you know, if you foreclose, you're going to have to declare yourself insolvent.
Well, no, we'll have the property.
Well, no, see, that property ain't worth what you loaned on it. And when that default hits your books, you're going to be done. I'm going to call the Federal Reserve. So you better leave them properties on your money books clearinghouse, and let's work something out. And that's what he did.
Awesome. And the genius point you put in there was Nucky, who was the guy in Empire Boulevard TV show. Yeah, Nucky. What was the name of that show? Empire Boulevard or something? Boulevard Empire.
Boardwalk.
Boardwalk Empire. Did you ever see that one, Scott? Great show. And
yeah.
The 19 T, you did?
Yeah.
That's yeah, he mentioned Nucky. Trump outdid Nucky. That's pretty good. Well, that was a beautiful rant. They take scientists to tease that apart to get it. But we were privileged there, Scott. We heard something pretty creative.
And all Donald Trump was so knowing in his place of power that he didn't give a fuck. He doesn't care. He just wants what he wants, and he gets what he wants, and he does it. And now they're coming against him, and they're doing this, and they're doing that, and they're doing this. He don't care.
And he's like the spoiled rich kid who turned it into a beneficial strategy or something.
Logic does not apply to Donald J. Trump. And we say, because he's been listening to Bob, this is not a thinking man's game. He doesn't think. He doesn't
like
even
me,
spell
God.
Words on his Twitter. He'll get on the Twitter and he doesn't even spell words correctly. He's butt tweeting. He's butt tweeting all over the place and going, yes, I said it. It was a perfect call. It was a perfect call. He said, I think you sons of bitches, it's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt. Yep, it's a witch hunt. They're after the witches. I'm moving to Boston. That's where the witches live. I'm going to the witch hunt. Yep, I'm going to. Oh, and they say, there's a perfect call. And then they're saying that I wanted Ukraine to get up dope up on Biden and his crew that was doing bad things. Bad things. Yep, bad. We proved it. Bad things. They were doing bad things. We know all about the bad things they've done. But they're saying that that's against the law or something to ask another government to give dirt on another political candidate. Okay? That's what they're saying. Well, it was a perfect call. Oh, and what about China? And what about China? Okay, and he gets on national TV and he says, China, if y'all got any dirt on the Biden, send it on to the State Department because we're going after them sons of bitches. You got any dirt, you need to bring it on over here because we're after it. Y'all send it now if y'all got any. Which is the very thing that they said they were trying to impeach him for. He announces on national television that that's what he wants them to do. Nobody says nothing about that. Nobody says that. In fact, Mr. Trump, you can't really do that. The hell I can't. Darn son bitch is crooked. Crooked.
You see, Scott, that's better than a David Mamet play. M-A-M-E-T, if you don't know theater. David Mamet's better than McClune's, better than Gary Knowles, better than everybody. This, what we're experiencing here every Saturday night and Tuesdays. Very brilliant. Brilliant.
Because it's so simple. It's simple. And that's how he's able to overcome it. He was doing there's no other way Donald J. Trump has enough money to go against the fucking Bloombergs and the Brimbergs and Pocahontas and fucking all them 90-year-old white. Everybody that's 90 years old and white people, go run for president. You'll probably do real good. To go against that. Now, he's got all the press in the whole wide world. He doesn't even have, the motherfucker doesn't even have press conferences anymore. He walks out the door. He's on the way to Atlanta today, and he stops and has a press call. Fake news. I'm not talking to you. Kill yourself. I'm not talking to you. You're fake. You are fake. You are the devil. Who are you? Get away from me. Don't you raise. I know you. I know who owns you. I know you. Yeah, you're not going to speak to me. Don't you ask a single question. Shut up. I'm not talking to you. Now, Fox, what did you want to ask me one more time? Yes, Fox, please ask me what you... Okay, yes, you are fair. At least you're fair. You say bad things about me, but you're very fair about it, and I appreciate that. You're open, and you're bright, and we appreciate that. And y'all killed Roger Ailes, but we like Fox. They're good people. That's good. Yeah, and you New York slime, you need to get the fuck out. You're up and down. He's sitting here going, it's a witch hunt. It's a terrible thing. Look what they're doing. American people, look what they're doing. Just look what they're doing. Now what happens is they impeach him. Now they impeach him. They're going to impeach him. They were going to the day after he came down the escalator. They were going to impeach him. Now they made up something to impeach him for, which it doesn't matter. He's going to parlay that for free. free advertisement. It's not going to cost him a dime. And he's going to be reelected in a landslide. And everybody's going to be very surprised. And he's going to say, it's the economy, stupid. Bob gets up there and he says, Dow Jones, 30,000. No, that's ridiculous. You can't do that. And all of a sudden, he said it out loud. It's up, what, 600 points or so this week?
Yep.
Oh, pretty good.
Yep.
Every day now becomes a new high. Every day now becomes a new high. Every day is a new high. So that's the news. The best it's ever been.
Hey, did Nostradamus predict 30,000? Did Nostradamus predict 30,000?
No, you did.
Okay. Did Nostradamus predict Trump? What quatrain is that?
Oh, yeah. We're not going into all that. We told you that already. From the sea,
okay.
Where the land meets the sea, Bob, you know that.
Yeah. Okay, that's awesome. So I think we've covered internal light, sensus communis, the Elan Vitali, all of Scott's concerns. Re-listen to it, Scott. Many, many lessons in there. Symbiont, God part, and anything else that you can think of that before we move on?
Everybody's argument is that Donald J. Trump is stupid. They say he's not intelligent, that he's not intelligible, that he's ignorant, okay? That he's inappropriate in every way. And Trump looks and says, but I'm president, and I'm God, and you're not.
Who's that guy?
And he just looks at him. And he just looks at him in the face and says, yeah, say something. Say something, motherfucker. I recommend that nervous Nancy Pelosi, who backed up Schiff's lie, Shifty Adam Schiff, Sleepy Joe Biden, the whistleblower who miraculously disappeared after I released the transcript of the call, the second whistleblower who also disappeared, and the IG be part of this list of those that should be spoken to in the congressional mark of error for my great induced impeachment battle.
Okay, John Voight, a Hollywood actor who was been in Ray Donovan, he every now and then makes a video.
Don Tesh, that's like him.
No, I don't know that. Listen, John Voight, every now and then makes a video saying that Trump's the greatest president of our time, pretty soon he'll be saying of all time. I haven't seen a message by him lately. Is he getting ready to, you know, pile it on in the middle of the impeachment and point out how great Trump is, or is he losing his confidence in Trump?
No, they're all going to be singing how great they are in just a minute, Bob.
How great what is? How great Trump
how
is?
How great thou art. So it'll be going to you. Trump's going to yield at the end. He says, no, it's not me. It's all, you can thank Reverend Stang and J.R. Bob Dobbs for all the success that I've ever had. It was the Church of the Subgenius that now Bob Dobbs owns that I serve. And it's been my loyal and faithful master every step of the way during my great turn, turning America around.
The dark soul.
And by God, because of Bob, we've made America great again, and we have completely and totally, completely locked her up and drained the swamp.
Okay, very good. Excellent briefing from President Ion. Wonderful press briefing there.
Now let's see if Scott picks this one up. Hey, Bob, guess where it's going to happen? Here at the wall.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Here at the wall, Scott, that's the main slogan of Iondom. Here at the wall. What's the wall, Scott?
I don't know.
The global membrane?
Oh, okay.
Valence?
Global membrane? What the hell is that? What's that?
That's Ring 14, buddy. Ring 14.
Don't do it. Scott, Bob is the dark soul. He's trying to confuse you. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Anybody who has that much to say about damn James Joyce and that much damn Marshall McLuhan has got to be the devil incarnate. He's trying to lead you into thunder. He's trying to lead you down. He'll send you to Taiwan to fuck people that'll get you in trouble. Don't do it. And he laughs. The devil just laughs.
That laughs well, because
you can only truly see the sun if there's in an eclipse.
Yes, that's right.
So only if it's in shadow.
That's Thomas Aquinas. Anything that's becoming something is always arrives at the opposite form first before it becomes the other form.
So therefore, if that's true, the scratch becomes the itch. Is that the
Yeah, that's tactility right there. The scratch becomes the itch.
That would have been in a tropical trope then.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, play a little music. Wonderful. I'm always fair. Scott got one after image, one little niggling thought that Scott wants to say.
Don't say nigger, Bob. You're not supposed to say nigger. This is a family show.
I said niggly.
What the hell's wrong with you? You can't say color. That's not right. You're going to offend people. We've only got 11 people left, and you're running them off left and right.
And one just left now. One just got offended and left.
We're going to start calling you the colored soul. That's right.
Yeah.
Bob is the colored soul. That'd be good. He's the colored soul. Yeah.
Okay, Scott, you got a final thing before we take a break? A final thought?
Thanks, Aaron.
You're sated.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And you are, and you know you are welcome here. You know that.
You're very welcome. Yeah, I know. First time in your life you've ever been welcome anywhere, Scott. Let's admit it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I don't,
well, I don't know if that's
well, Andrew
true.
Andrew Crystal. Andrew Crystal wouldn't sit with you just that one.
Yep. Okay. All right. So let's. What kind of music? What kind of music could we play?
Oh, you gotta play. You gotta play. Oh no! Wait. No, you gotta play. I know what you gotta play. You gotta play. You gotta. Oh, you got to play this. You gotta play. You gotta play it.
Not that fucking Carolyn song. Not that stupid little portal thing. I'm not playing that.
No. We don't want that. It's Ray Wiley Hubbard.
Did I write that in?
Junior.
I don't know if we ever put...
You may not have.
Let's see. No, we haven't put it in here. We played it, but we didn't put it in yet. So, sorry. We'll put that as a... advisory. All right. I'll try to... You got another... Pick someone else.
Is there anyone else?
Jim Reeves. Jim Reeves, I love you because... You like that one?
Oh, no. That's a Kino eye. No. Ain't you got no good colored music, Bobby? Ain't play no riff-rap.
Yeah, we do.
Play the McDonald. Play that McDonald new rap
music. Okay. McDonald. That's right. You're right. McDonald's a good guy to play. We'll play, got three songs. You want White Boy, Politically Incorrect, or Everybody Hates Me?
Everybody Hates Me.
Okay.
White people hate me, they say that I'm using my privilege for evil, I get it, hey. Black people hate me, they say that I'm racist, my feelings don't match with their message, whoa. Feminists hate me because I believe that their movement is angry and sexist, woo. My girlfriend hates me and I don't know why, but I love her, whatever, forget it, yeah. And gay people hate me cause when I see something I don't like, I say that it's gay. Straight people hate me for having the balls to go say what they think and that makes them afraid. Dumb people hate me for making the music containing the truth to expose all the ways. The government robs them, the pop culture kills them, the rappers convinced them to ruin their brain. Go ahead and say all of that wild online, man. You might need a doctor, Phil, if you catch me outside. And I will not apologize if you ain't one of my fam. I cannot afford to give up if it was finance. They been hating, I think it's stupid funny. Haters, fake friends, making me stupid money. They been hating, making Everyone hates me for something or makes something up when they hate me for nothing. They claim I'm a Satanist, Hitler's my cousin. I beat up a kid, I killed Gandhi while hunting. Hey, I heard he's Illuminati. Hey, I heard he's related to Trump. Whoa, I heard he's reptilian probably. Hey, I heard he kills kittens for fun. All lies, all lies, all lies. Y'all fall, I rise, yeah. Y'all phony tough and I'm blowing up. And that's your fault, not mine, yeah. Everybody hates me, and I only know cause I read it. And I'd hate y'all too if that bothered me, but honestly I don't let it, yeah. Go ahead and say all of that wild online, man. You might need a doctor, Phil, if you catch me outside. And I will not apologize if you ain't one of mine, fam. I could not afford to give a if it was finance. They been hating, I think it's stupid funny. Haters, fake friends, making me stupid money. They've been hating, making me famous. Keep hating, you're wasting all of your energy on me. And energy, y'all look just like enemies. Only goal is stopping mine. Y'all gonna need some better dreams. I've been on the grind. Looks like y'all been on your knees, talking wild while you're online, hating who you'll never be. Y'all are 35, acting like you're 17. Working late at 9 to 5, jealous, I just rap and sleep. You're angry at your life, got a job, forgot to leave. Now you're growing older in the only town you'll ever see. They've been hating, I think it's stupid funny. Haters, fake friends, making me stupid money. They've been hating, making me famous. Keep hating, you're wasting all of your energy on me. They've been hating, I think it's stupid funny. Haters, fake friends, making me stupid money. They've been hating, making me famous. Keep hating, you're wasting all of your energy on me.
Well, that happened.
Is he? Lift your hand up. Make a different face.
They call him the godfather of soul, Mr. Dynamite, and the hardest working man in showbiz. But very soon, he may be known as the defendant. Grammy-winning soul singer James Brown is about to embark on a South American tour, but it's this tour that prompted his latest brush with the law. Brown says that he and his wife had an argument because she wasn't going on the tour with him. Adrian Brown and South Carolina police say that in the argument, it resulted, as a matter of fact, in Brown assaulting his wife with a lead pipe and firing a gun at a car that she was in. These are charges that Brown denies. He was released yesterday on $15,000 bond. He joins us from Atlanta to discuss the charges, and we welcome you, James Brown. How did all of this trouble begin?
Living in America! Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong at all. You're not in any difficulty, but you're out on bond.
No, I'm not.
Have all the charges been dropped?
Yeah, I'm out on love.
Are you out on love or out of love? Which is it?
Out on love. Alone from night to night, you find me.
Now, James, this isn't the first time you and your wife have had a problem. Are the two of you going to be able to work this out?
Let's talk about some music.
You want to talk about music, and you don't want to talk about what happened.
No, it's all over.
Well, let's talk about your tour. When are you leaving?
We're leaving tomorrow.
And where are you going?
Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Now, your fans will have read all about this, James. Aren't you concerned about that?
No, Dagestan. I'm concerned because there's nothing wrong.
And what are you going to say to your fans when they ask you some questions about it?
I'm going to say I feel good. Papa's got a brand new bag. It's a man's world.
Well, that's the second time we've heard that in 2 days. That's very interesting. Now, don't leave us, James. You stay right there.
I'm not
gonna
leave.
We have
something
to talk about. Well, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing,
Dad,
on this tour.
What'd you say?
What are you going to be doing on this tour?
I'm going to be doing Papa's got a brand new bag, living in America. Sex machine, get up off of that thing. I feel good. Jam.
Now, I understand that you
have already...
James, I have to ask you one serious question here. I understand you already have started divorce proceedings. Does that mean that you're now eligible?
Yes, I'm eligible. I'm single. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle?
Yeah.
Now, the women love you when you get out there. Why do you think that is?
What'd you say?
The women love you when you get out there.
Why is that, ladies?
Well, I'm asking you.
Huh? Because I look good.
Why do you think that is? You
look
good.
I smell good. I feel good.
And you sing good.
And make love good.
Oh. Well, there we are. We don't have to ask anybody else. We got that from the source. There you are. Now, you're involved in publishing a gospel magazine. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Second Coming. It's out of Augusta, Georgia's Ankle. Joseph P. Young is the editor, and James Vine is one of the advisors. And we're doing a fantastic job. The Second Coming. It features, on this week, I think we have the Pope and, I believe the Williams brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And next week we'll have Reverend Al Sharpton, I think, on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be doing a lot of good things, and hopefully we'll get Brother Ted Turner on the cover. Ted, where you at?
James, we want to thank you for being with us today.
Wait
and
a
giving
minute,
us an
I just
opportunity.
Got here.
Oh, is there something more you want to say that we haven't covered?
Yeah, I want to say a lot of things.
Okay,
go ahead. I love America. I love everybody.
Well,
I feel good.
It sounds to me as though you're not troubled by any of this at all.
This is a man's world!
Thanks for reminding us of that. Every once in a while, we forget.
Get up on
we've remembered again. James, good luck on your tour. Thanks for being with us. I guess we're going to hear lots more.
Hasta luego.
Okay, hasta luego. There you are.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Cause
we're
Prohibition is over, but the country's still a mess. They need us out there. We've got some cleaning up to do, especially when it comes to this guy. Get those sport coats on with the big lapels. They're back. They're fashionable again. Okay, let's look at some mug sheets from the suspects from the 80s. Admiral Poindexter, get back on Phoenix the Cat where you belong. Get the damn pipe out of your mouth. Your history, you're gone. Oliver Norris, no secret government for you, buddy. You're over. You're through. Bill Casey, you're dead. Bush, you're still a wimp. I'm sorry. You're history. Deaver, Nofziger, you're Brooks. Book 'em, Dano. Dano? How did he get in the show? Get out of here. Reagan, you're asleep. Wake up. The country's in a mess. You're on your way out anyway, buddy. You're history. You're meat. You're through. You're vapor. You're bologna without the mayo, buddy. You're out of here.
I love America. I feel good.
It's a man's world.
Wake up,
turn the world around me all the way.
Sing along, Roxy, sing along.
Back it up and stop on yesterday. Back to before that silly fire. Give me a chance to make things right. I said some things I didn't mean to say. Things that I'm sorry for today. To turn the world around the other way. I never really wanted us to break up, and I'm sorry for each teardrop that you cry. We need to give our hearts a chance to make up. And darling, will you stand by my side? We'll turn the world around the other way. Back to where it started yesterday. Take my hand, together we can turn the world around the other way. Turn the world around the other way. Pack it up, stop on yesterday.
Oh,
Roxy's crying. Roxy's crying. That was excellent. People are loving it. Everybody's going, go, Roxy, go. We're going to go for the third song. Different culture. Here we go, Roxy. Go for the three.
Yay, that feels good. But I don't know the lyrics. I'm sorry for the things I said.
Somewhere, somehow,
I'm tired of the dream.
Oh,
day. Thank you, Ed 11. Okay. Now we're going hard rock. Here we go. Duet.
Oh my God.
Duet. Know about Muhammad Ali?
Of course.
Okay,
he had Parkinson at the end, I think.
He what?
He had Parkinson.
Oh yeah, later. Yeah, he faked it. He was sick of talking to people, so he pretended he had a disease so he wouldn't have to say hi to everybody every day while walking along the Maui Resort Beach. Okay.
Oh.
Yes, that's the secret. So, Ion, I'm looking for you, Ion.
That's one. We got another one, too. That's one.
All right. You can speak of the other one, and then you can play your song. Yeah, I think that is the other one. Right beside each other, I think.
Fa, sol, la. Sol, la.